It's Andy. Welcome to an extra episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno. And the news that Marijke Holzhausen has retired.
I think we all get to a stage where other things become important for us and we want to focus on other things.
Not only from the Seven Stars, but also South Africa as well. We were there for our last game, part of the World Cup, that third and fourth playoff.
That was exciting for the crowd, so what on earth was it like for you?
The crowd was absolutely amazing. The way they got behind us in that last quarter was just exceptional. And on the court, I think we just kept doing our processes. Even though something went wrong, we just worked harder to get the ball back, and the next one we didn't lose. So, just a tough loss.
Is it hard to concentrate when there's that amount of noise, or does that just give you an extra...
No, I think that the crowds are far away, and when we're so zoned in and we're just focusing on each other's voices and on the bench, and I think that's the only thing I hear. The crowd, yes, definitely plays a factor, but, it doesn't affect us, of course.
But a huge advantage to play against Australia and their experience and how it...
I think if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And they've shown that they've been a real... netball phenomenal. Yeah, they've just been phenomenal for a number of years, and we want to play against the best, and we matched up against them too well today. I think we gave them a scare in the last quarter.
And this squad that you brought to the World Cup, is there anybody that has walked by the media that maybe you've all noticed as a squad but we've missed? Who in your opinion's really shone?
Oh, wow. I think it was just an absolute team effort.
Yes,
on the court, off the court. I think we've just pulled together so much, just like South Africans do. It's just a complete team effort.
Unlucky today, but best of luck for what we do next.
Thank you very much.
And Marijke's been looking back on her time at Stars and how she got started.
Oh, it would have probably been around 8 years old. I think when I got to primary school, my mom was pretty adamant that I do a team sport. And netball was the only sport that was really a big thing in my primary school. And I got to know a lot of people through netball. And I think my love for it started at that young age. Just grown ever since.
What kind of progress did you make at home? Playing leagues and then make that natural progression to the national squad?
Yeah, so I didn't really start at a young age. I think my first provincial team was when I was 13 years old, and then a couple of years in and out of squads. And then the first real break I got was when I was 18 years old, and I was taken up into the under-19 SA team. And from there got into the senior squad and kind of just privileged from there to be selected ever since.
And it doesn't really come much better than that. I mean, you got your 100th cap back in November last year. So what does that mean to you, being part of the national squad?
Yeah, it's just such, I think the one word that can describe it, and I did describe it like that with my 100th cap, is just grace. I've been through two major injuries in my career, and to come back from that and to say I've played 100 caps for my country is really just grace, and it's such a privilege. And I wouldn't change anything about it. I've learned so much. I've met so many people. I've grown as a person, and just loving being able to be out on court and not only represent my country but to just enjoy the game that we love so much.
I didn't really want to look at that last major injury. That was about 10 years ago, but it's just having that mindset that, you know what, I've got this and I'm just going to have to take each day as it comes, really.
Yeah, I think that's with what, especially with a knee injury that keeps you out for so long, you realise that it can happen at any stage. Anytime you go out for training or go out on court, it can happen. And that makes you just take every opportunity and enjoy every moment, because you know it can be your last. And I think that had to happen to me to realize that and to even just work even harder to get back to performing on a top level.
Are you noticing support for the Proteas at games like this?
Yeah, I think we've got support across the world, really. We've been taking up a few Protea players in leagues in Australia, New Zealand and over here in England. So, and I think with our performances over the last 2 or 3 years, we've really broadened our supporters base, and I think people like backing the underdog, and that's what we are.
Norma's an incredible coach, but what in particular has she brought to your game?
Yeah, she's the information she gives and the insight she has to the game, is just, you can't compare it. And she's pushed me to new levels, and she still does. She challenges me in every training, and I try to be better and implement that throughout all trainings and matches, especially here with Stars as well. The focus is always to implement what she wants me to do in a prettier setup. So, yeah, she's just an incredible coach, and I've really been privileged to say I've been coached by her.
It's really good to see that you're getting to play against some of the world's best. Maybe unfair, but have you enjoyed playing against somebody in particular?
Oh, I enjoy playing against everyone. I think at this level we play, everyone has a challenge. But I think I enjoy playing against the goal defences. That's a bit more physical. And I think most of them in this league are, because that's what we get up to in international netball, and it's something I've struggled with in the past. But I really think that's a positive I can take from playing in the Vitalis Netball Super League. The physicality is really great, and hopefully my coach will say I'm improving on that every week.
When it came to joining Stars, what was that like, having people like Anita and Pamela get in touch and saying, oh, we're starting something new, do you want to be a part of it?
I was really surprised. I thought that at my age I wouldn't get an opportunity like that again.
Nonsense.
And I was really surprised, but really keen. I was at a stage in my own life where I needed a change, and I love being part of something new and creating something for the future. So I was really, really keen on getting over to Stars and how build on what they envisioned for the club. And I think it's just an ongoing process, and just love being part of forming that legacy.
Is it still exciting? What's the most memorable part of the whole Stars experience so far?
Oh, this you are such questions that doesn't have to really have one answer, because there's so many
things.
This
is good.
I love the people. My teammates are just great. The support is great everywhere we go, I think, for all teams. But I really enjoy that we get packed crowds and people staying after the game to get your signature. And they're just really excited, and they keep supporting no matter what the result is. And that's really nice to have.
How about some of the teammates? What's it like being among the next wave of Stars like Iona and Sam?
It's really nice being around the younger players. They've got such enthusiasm and such passion for the game, and I learn from them every week, and I just believe you're never too old to learn. And they've got such insight and great futures for them as well, great players, and I just love being around them.
Describe a typical week for you with training then. Is it pretty intense at this kind of level?
Yeah, so training is, for me, preparing for World Cups really intense. So I do a lot of training on my own, at least 2 sessions a day, with 1 day rest a week if we don't have a match. So it's really intense. And then we get together for team trainings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which is quite full on, where we spend both days, the whole day together. So, really intense, but I love the training part. I think you can't do sport if you don't like the training, because most of the time it's just training, and you just need to enjoy the games. And in order to do that, you really need to work hard during the week. So that's what I try and do, and hopefully that pays off on match days.
Do you get much time to yourself?
I make time for myself.
Yay.
I believe in a balanced life. So as much as I love netball and enjoy doing it, I also believe you need to have other stuff. So I make time to see friends, have coffee, maybe go to the cinema, spend some time on my guitar, and definitely make time for myself as well.
Well, I found out the other week that Ziggy, another hidden talent of her, is yodeling. So we need to get you on a guitar and her yodeling. That sounds like a podcast exclusive. Do you think that would work?
I think we should definitely get that on camera.
I've seen as well, you've hosted a couple of the Stars camps in the past. So how satisfying is that to you, teaching the youngsters?
I really enjoy working with the younger kids. Just again, they just want to play netball, and I enjoy their passion, not only for netball, but for life, and seeing how they improve throughout a camp, and just keeping the enthusiasm. So I really enjoy that. Love seeing them improve and hopefully one day see them on a big level and on an international level as well.
And do you spot that talent at the early age? Will you see that in them?
I think sometimes you do, at a young age, already see that someone might have better skills than others. But I think all players can develop at an age. I think Pumza is one example of that. She only started playing netball when she was a bit older. So you shouldn't be too quick to write off players at a young age. I think there's a lot of opportunities to improve. And if a player is really keen on playing any type of sport, I think they'll work hard, and even if they develop at a later age, they will be successful at it.
You must have had lots of good coaches in your career. Is there maybe something that they've said to you and still in your mind today, a bit of advice maybe, something like that?
Yeah, I think I've definitely had a lot of good coaches, and I wouldn't want to just name one. Yeah. But the one thing I will definitely remember is that you always need to work hard, even though you reach the top level. That's actually when the harder work needs to start. So yeah, always just working hard and always learning, no matter how old or on what level you play.
Maybe similar to my next question, biggest influence on career, lots of people in that as well.
Yeah, lots of people, but there I would like to say that my mother has just been, yeah, she's been the calm voice when I needed it. She's been the honest voice when I needed to hear the honest opinions, and she's just always supported me. And I think through times where I would have wanted to give up, she was the one that said, yeah, I need to keep going. I still got a lot in me, and today I'm really thankful for that.
Our main episode this week includes Nett's reaction and news on those new Sirens appointments as well.